Final half hour, the Evan Bray Show. Brent Lauchs filling in on this very nice Monday. Above normal temperatures going to stay with us all week. A couple of special guests joining me in studio right now. I'm joined by Dan Knisley, Saskatchewan Air Ambulance Director and Operations Manager. And alongside him is Jeff Eglund, Saskatchewan Air Ambulance Chief Pilot. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Thank you.
When I saw the name Jeff Eglund, why did that name sound familiar? Totally off topic here. Were you Saskatchewan's sexiest farmer a few years ago?
As a matter of fact, I was, Brent. That is a true story.
Holy smokes. 2018, you received that title. That was a promotion that we had on News Talk Radio. Wow, that's awesome. And did you make use of the, what, $5,000 in prizes you got?
Absolutely, yeah. You bet I did.
Good stuff.
This is really it was a great bunch of prizes and much appreciated.
Well, clearly it's had a big impact on you. That was the first thing you mentioned to me when you said that. Okay, we're here to talk about Saskatchewan Air Ambulance. A lot of people, I suspect, are aware of what the Air Ambulance service is all about, but what's the significance of what we're seeing happening with Air Ambulance? I understand you got a big anniversary coming up next year, Dan?
Yes, we do. We're going to be approaching, 80 years of service on February 2nd of 2026.
Do you just fly into the north when I think about air ambulance services?
Our service is for the whole of the province of Saskatchewan. So we fly out of Saskatoon. We're based here. And we fly north, east, west, and south and service the province primarily. But we do actually take Saskatchewan residents in need of higher care out to places like Edmonton or Calgary, even Winnipeg, Vancouver.
Gosh, you think about this service being around for 80 years. I can't imagine what was that first air ambulance plane.
Yeah, well, it was a Norseman bush plane, and it was not anything close to what we have nowadays with the aircraft we have here in our inventory.
How many do you have now?
We have 4 King Air 200 Beechcraft turboprops.
And Jeff Eglund, chief pilot for Air Ambulance. What's your day like when you're the chief pilot?
What's my day like? Well, I do some flying. I don't fly as much as I used to, but, you know, managing the flight line, making sure that our flight crews are trained and qualified to do the job at task and staying ahead of what's happening in the industry, staying ahead of the...
Are these four aircraft flying every day?
They are not flying. Not all four of them are flying every day. We have two airplanes dedicated 24 hours a day with a third quite often available and crewed. And then we usually have one down for maintenance because we do fly these airplanes a fair amount, and so there is the maintenance schedule needs to be adhered to, and so that's why we can dedicate to 24 hours a day.
So there's been improvements that you've been talking about here to Saskatchewan Air Ambulance. What are the changes that we're seeing?
Yeah, so with one of the airplanes that we've had for a number of years, we were able to retrofit or upgrade it. And it's to accommodate patients with special needs. This aircraft has got a larger entry door for loading the patient at the back. Mm-hmm. The interior of the airplane has seen upgrades with respect just for ergonomics for the medical personnel attending to that patient in the back. Cabinetry and interior seats. We also have a larger stretcher that's bigger than just the standard stretcher that we would have in the airplane. And there's been an electric lift option added to this airplane to lift larger loads into the airplane safely.
Dan Knisley is one of our two guests here with Saskatchewan Air Ambulance. He's the operations manager. So when I think about this improvement then to the aircraft as far as providing this service, what do you do for staff? You know, when someone flies out, you've got a pilot, of course, but you must have medical staff that go along. Do they work for you or do the hospitals provide that?
Well, that's the neat thing about Saskatchewan Air Ambulance is I work for the Ministry of Sask Bills and Procurement, and we are all aviation. So we provide the airplane, the pilots, the aircraft maintenance engineers, and the hangar for this service.
I see.
And we partner up or team up with our teammates from the Saskatchewan Health Authority. And those would be the flight nurses and the paramedics, and anything medical-wise is provided from their area.
So there'd be a lot of people involved in this process where a plane gets called to go to some remote area, well, maybe in the north or, as you say, somewhere in the southern part of the province with an airstrip. How many people make this work?
on a daily basis, we would have two of these aircraft on standby 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So one of the airplanes would be crewed with two pilots and two nurses.
And they fly out of where?
Right here at the Saskatoon Airport.
In Saskatoon. And that's where they come back to, or will they go to, say, Regina with a patient as well?
For the most part, they're coming back to Saskatoon. However, Regina is a tertiary center for a lot of these medical cases. But again, as I mentioned earlier, we also will fly Saskatchewan residents outside of the province for higher care that they might need somewhere else. Some of the major cities in Canada, sometimes into the United States if required.
Oh, that's interesting that you're able to do that. So when we look at these upgrades then, did you have to add more pilots or more staffing here?
No, there wasn't any extra pilots added. The airplane operates the same way from the front end of the airplane, basically.
Sure.
But there, you know, obviously was extra training required to equip the crews to complete the job successfully and, you know, obviously safely and successfully and effectively. And so no, there's, like Dan said, we've got a crew of four. Generally speaking, we've got captain, first officer, and nurse, paramedic team, and then we do specialty transport trips as well, such as neonatal and pediatric transports as well, which then, like Dan had mentioned, the Sask Health Authority folks come from the hospital from those wards that they have transport teams that accompany our crews as well.
Do these aircraft have the range to get them anywhere in Saskatchewan without having to stop for more gas?
You bet, yeah. And that's actually one of the other, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's one of the, you know, we've done multiple modifications to these airplanes over the years to enhance their capability. So this is one of them, but also the range, we were able to extend the range to go from Saskatoon, for an example, to Stony Rapids or Fond du Lac, Uranium City, and fuel can be an issue in some of those locations at certain times of the year.
I can imagine.
So, yeah, we can do a round trip back to Saskatoon with the upgrades that we've done on these airplanes as well.
Jeff Eglund speaking there, Saskatchewan Air Ambulance Chief Pilot, and Dan Nisley is also here. Dan is the Air Ambulance Director and Operations Manager. So, air ambulance, fixed-wing aircraft, and STARS helicopters. I'm guessing you guys make this work together, right?
Yes, we do. Yeah, a lot of our systems and processes are integrated with the STARS helicopter program to help each other out.
Yeah. So well, and it's two different vehicles, isn't it? Like what they're able to access, I guess.
That's right, yeah. So the helicopter can do a lot of things that our airplanes can't do. You know, if you think about a pickup on the side of a highway somewhere,
right,
somebody in need, where our plane can fly out to Vancouver in about an hour and 40 minutes. So that's just the difference in the kind of tools that we have available to us in this province.
Are we above other provinces in this area, Saskatchewan Air Ambulance? Is it unique, or most provinces have this kind of a service?
Most provinces have a air ambulance program, and it would work very similar to what you see down at our hangar.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate you guys coming by today. I'll have to get Jeff Eglund's autograph here before he leaves the studio. Where was it? You farm Medstead?
Medstead, you say, Saskatchewan. You bet.
Still a big deal in the community.
A big deal, Brent. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
Thanks so much for coming in. Continued success with the operations of Saskatchewan Air Ambulance. Our guests, Dan Nisley and Jeff Eglund. We've still got a few minutes to go on the Evan Bray Show. We'll be back after this break on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Just a few minutes to go in your Monday edition of the Evan Bray Show. What an amazing week weather-wise that we're enjoying. It's beautiful today across Saskatchewan. Looks like it's going to stay normal to above normal temperatures right through the end of the week. And for those folks planning to head off to Winnipeg for the Grey Cup on Sunday, even Winnipeg's forecast looks pretty good for Sunday game time, 5 o'clock. They're saying mix of sun and cloud in Winnipeg and a high of plus one. But as we put a wrap on Evan's show here today, I just want to thank Evan and his staff for allowing me to fill in for him here today. And of course, tomorrow we're heading towards Remembrance Day. Earlier, we were speaking with Reed Hill, talking about the services in Regina with the Royal Canadian Legion, branch number one. Here in Saskatoon, a guy that's been involved very much in the services that happen out at SAST Health Center is Brian Swidrovich. And he joins us now for just an update on what people in Saskatoon can expect. Hey, Brian, how are you?
Good morning, Brent. I'm doing well. I'm looking forward to another November 11th.
This really turned into just a huge event that we have at SAST Health Center here in Saskatoon. What, 31 years now?
Yeah, the first one, the first service held at SAST Health Center, well, back then it was named Saskatchewan Place, was in 1994. It was the first project I worked on as a new employee in the arena. And yes, you're absolutely right, it's grown significantly over the years. And a little bit of a slide the last couple, but I'm confident Saskatoon's going to bring it back to number one in the country again.
I think it will too. Well, certainly this weather helps a little bit. You were also very much involved in an event that I just absolutely loved, and I was sad that it came to an end, but the Canada Remembers Air Show that ran for a number of years in Saskatoon, and that was just another way that we were able to pay tribute to our veterans.
Well, the way it turned out, that particular event started in 1995 out at the arena. It was the first arena in the world to host an air show. So 95, 96, 97, we held a summer event. You know, only 20,000 people showing up, and there's no question it made a positive impact on November 11th, because it gave our community a chance to basically participate in two ceremonies, because that was a tribute to veterans event too. So that project ran for 25 years, and I know it helped increase our November 11th attendance. And sadly, yes, you're correct, it hasn't, that particular air show hasn't been around for a few years, but I think the residual impact is still here.
So what does it mean to you? You're a citizen of Saskatoon. You've been involved with this event, and as you say, you were a staff person at the time at SAST Place, SAST Health Center, but clearly you've got a big commitment when it comes to honoring our veterans.
Well, what made a big difference for me personally is that I don't think I was any different than most young people back then. You wore a poppy, but you really didn't fully understand or comprehend the impact that our veterans had on our country and on the world, basically. So as the veterans started coming to the air show and we started documenting some of their stories that are still carried today. So, you know, we have lost so many wonderful heroes over the years. Jack Scarf, Louis Vanderveen, Fred Kidd, Ed Morelli. You know, Reg Crash Harrison is still with us, 103 years old, Lancaster pilot. And we just lost, for example, Cy Campbell out of Unity, Saskatchewan. He was a Lancaster tail gunner with 419 Squadron, actually the last 419 Squadron member known to be alive. And so Cole Lake performed an incredible tribute to him. It just shows how today's military honors and respects those of yesterday.
But it's been a real positive experience for you, because you've now established relationships with so many of these wonderful people. And as you say, some of them are still with us, but those numbers are continuing to drop off each and every year.
Well, that's right. I mean, from World War II, Korea, have even fewer Korea War vets now. And you think about the Gulf War or Afghanistan and Bosnia and all the different conflicts around the world. Saskatoon and Saskatchewan is fortunate to have had so many wonderful, heroic people participate in those conflicts around the world. And unfortunately, not a lot of them came back. But the ones who did come back still, you know, they're not perfect. They still suffer from a lot of mental injuries, physical injuries, and Remembrance Day is a chance for us to pay tribute to all of those men and women.
Yeah, it's a wonderful event to go to out at SAST Health Center. And as you mentioned, you know, this is something that started 31 years ago, and it's become the largest event of its kind in the country, isn't it?
Correct. Back in, I guess, 97, 98, 99, in that window, Saskatoon officially became the largest indoor ceremony in the country, second only in size to Ottawa's outdoor ceremony. And that's a status that we held up until today, I believe. Edmonton's pretty darn close, but their facility that they hold it in just can't quite get as many people in there. So we're doing a pretty good job, but we have to get back to that 9,000 plus and make a significant impact in our community, especially in our young people. And I'll tell you what, the service is absolutely spectacular with all the cadets, the RCMP, RCMP veterans, city police, fire, EMTs, corrections, the service clubs, North Saskatchewan Regiment, HCMS Unicorn, all the communication troop, 38 combat engineers. I mean, we've got a couple thousand people on the floor in parade. It is spectacular. And I encourage everybody to get out there. If you haven't been there, it's an experience.
It really is. It is something to see. And Brian, we all appreciate your commitment to this event over the years and the great work that you've done working with these veterans. And we hope to see you. And I know we will see you out at SAS Place tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much for your time, Brian Swidrovich, as we're talking about these services in Saskatoon at SaskTel Center. Again, Remembrance Day in Regina. We were talking earlier with Reed Hill, talking about these services being offered up in Regina through the Royal Canadian Legion. Okay, we're putting a wrap on things. Thanks for hanging with me here today, Brent Laux. Happy to fill on the Evan Bray Show. We've got a Remembrance Day programming tomorrow and Evan back in the chair coming up on Wednesday. Thanks for being here, the Evan Bray Show. 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.